This is Mark Steiner, and today is February the 4th.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair.
That's Barbie Girl by the group Aqua. As America debates what to do with the plastic bags and thousands of miles of plastic islands that float in the ocean, we remember that this was the day in 1909 that Belgian chemist Leo Blackman announced the creation of Bakelite, the world's first synthetic plastic. And today, there are few things we buy, use, ride, or touch that are not made with plastic. In 1886, radical Republican leader and chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Congressman Thaddeus Stevens, offered an amendment to the Freedmen's Bureau Bill, which would authorize the distribution of public and confiscated land to freedmen and loyal refugees in 40-acre lots. The measure was defeated by the House by a vote of 126-37. A black delegation led by Frederick Douglass called on President Andrew Johnson to ensure that formerly enslaved men would have voting ballots and assured protection of their right to vote. However, President Andrew Johnson, who of course was President Lincoln's vice president, who became president upon Lincoln's assassination, would not agree and would not budge on his opposition to black suffrage. Today in 1885, on the heels of the Conference of Berlin that divided up control of Africa to the European powers, King Leopold II of Belgium declared that the Congo would be his personal possession. He looted the place that they call the Congo and killed, murdered, and tortured tens of thousands of native people in one of the most vicious colonization processes in world history. And today, the Immigration Act of 1917 was passed by the United States Congress. It was called the Asiatic Barred Zone Act, and it forbade immigration from nearly all South and Southeast Asia. The anti-Chinese fervor ran deep in America, as did anti-immigrant feeling. Only Filipinos were allowed to come to the United States, and all this led to the closing of Ellis Island 7 years later, Ellis Island, of course, being the gateway for many Jews, Italians, Greeks, Russians, and Poles to enter the United States. By 1919, movies were taking the country by storm, becoming America's new entertainment medium. On this day, Charlie Chaplin, Mary Pickford, Douglas Fairbanks, and D.W. Griffith launched United Artists. It was a strange amalgam of people, featuring a woman in the mix, and a man, Charlie Chaplin, who could not abide racism and was a socialist, teaming up with a successful yet deeply racist D.W. Griffith. America. And in 1982, Neil Agate, the unpaid Transvaal organizer for the Food and Canning Workers Union, became the first white person to die in South African custody since 1963. He and his girlfriend, Liz Floyd, were arrested. Agate was tortured with wet towels wrapped so tightly around his head he couldn't breathe while they beat and electrocuted him in a damn cold cell. The South African authorities said that he committed suicide while in detention. And the mayors of Rome and Carthage met in Tunis today in 1985 to sign a treaty of friendship that finally ended the Third Punic War after 2,131 years when Rome sacked Carthage. And here's a song for us to think about on this February the 4th. Trayvon Martin would have been 20 years old today. He was murdered, and the man who murdered him, George Zimmerman, walks free. His death launched a nationwide movement to end police violence and systemic racism, and it created the next level of struggle for equality in America. We remember Trayvon Martin, and our hearts go out to his family. And here's a song that Wyclef Jean wrote in tribute to him called Justice, If You're 17. To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back with Kurt Schmuck.